At least one person is dead in Oklahoma. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Multiple people also injured in the Midwest after severe weather again pummels the area. Millions remain under a storm watch. Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth.
Such a rough time. We still have another day to get through of this. What's happened since Thursday? There have been 126 tornado reports. The National Weather Service office, the local offices have been so incredibly busy. Once the day light comes up, get a little bit of heating into the atmosphere, that's when we'll see some of these storms fire. So watch for potential tornadoes. Definitely still some wind threat, definitely the hail threat again. This is day four. We've got at least a couple of days break. But the overall pattern right now, we're heading into the peak of tornado season. I think things are going to remain very active for a while.
Residents in Nebraska are picking up the pieces this morning after tornadoes flattened entire neighborhoods. In Iowa, residents lost everything as towns deal with widespread damage. Officials say an estimated 120 homes and buildings are damaged from the storm. President Joe Biden at the podium delivering jokes at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday night in Washington. The president using part of his speech at the dinner to drop zingers on his likely November opponent.
I want to thank you for the warm welcome. But please, not so loud. Donald was listening. Sleepy Don. I kind of like that. I may use that again.
It's the president's third appearance at the dinner. Saturday Night Live star Colin Jost was the host comedian at Saturday night's event. The SNL star making jokes about the president and the opponent.
I am honored to be here hosting what is, according to swing state polls, the final White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Prior to the event, protesters took to the streets near the venue hoping to shut down the event. They were unsuccessful. Donald Trump's the only president in recent history not to attend the annual event. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Anti-Israel protests at Columbia University in New York continue, and Jewish students say they feel unsafe. Fox's Steve Harrigan.
Four different universities across New York City, protests underway at all of them now into their second week. A big crowd overnight at NYU. The protest there was peaceful. At Columbia, we've really seen the university go back and forth. They called out police once, pulled down the tents. The tents came back, and now they are in negotiations. Administration officials say they will not call in the police a second time. They have, however, barred one student protest leader, Kaimani James, from campus. Social media posts were discovered where James called for the murder of Zionists, saying people were fortunate that he hasn't killed any Zionists yet.
At other colleges across the U.S., local police are breaking up crowds, and some universities are threatening to suspend students. It seems like 3D printing knows no bounds, with the technology making homes, food, and everything in between. And now a prototype for parts for one of the most famous types of auto racing out there. A closer look at how it's revolutionizing the sport.
3D printing is ushering in a new era of race cars. At his headquarters in England, McLaren Racing is using more than 20 3D printers to create various prototype parts for its Formula One vehicles. Formula One cars require many special pieces in order to be assembled. The front wing alone, which helps control airflow around the vehicle, takes roughly 10,000 parts to be completed. Given all this intense work, the printers are more than just a fancy trend. Besides saving valuable time, the printers can create the parts with recycled materials helping to combat waste and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.